What is going on, everybody? I am Raw Star of Burbank Misfits, and you're listening to The Misfit Effect. Of course, I am joined with my great co-host,
hey,
CW.
That's me. Hey.
And we have someone who we had on, like, I'm going to say this past October, and she has progressed so much in her...
A lot of things happening out here.
I mean, she has done like so much. She's co-hosting a Triple X radio now.
Yeah,
and she does a variety of things. She established with program, including Bang. She's doing a lot.
I'm loving it because
if y'all pay attention, like, you know, are always hand at and about people who I always find very, like, interesting, very fun to be around, you know, just a delight to see. And, like, this person is just that. Like, their smile makes you smile, and it makes your day brighter.
Oh, sorry.
This is Miss Carmella Clutch.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me on here. Thanks for having me back. I missed you guys.
We have missed you. Well, I definitely missed, like, the last time I saw you, I didn't know it was going to be months.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yes. What was it? I think it was bowling the last time we saw each other. It was in
no karaoke.
We did karaoke, but I think before the shutdown, I did one more night of bowling where I was over at the arcade and the bar
whole time. I didn't come that day.
You didn't come that one? I could have sworn I saw you there.
Because
so was that karaoke one?
No, it wasn't right before it was like maybe a couple weeks before the shutdown was the last one.
I believe the last time I saw you was at a birthday party.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So it was the last time I saw you. Yeah. So it's been a little hot since February, and now we're in April.
Is this April? Yeah.
We're in May. Oh, this is May.
We're in May now.
Oh my God, we're in May. It is May 14th.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're like halfway through May too. We're not even We're not even in the beginning of May. I can't save you there. I'm sorry.
No, it's, and what makes it worse is one of my fraternity's founders day and my really good friend's birthday.
Oh, so, well, happy Founders Day, and you and your fraternity, and what fraternity is that? Shout out to them.
I'm in a business fraternity called Pi Sigma Epsilon.
All right, so Pi Sig Epsilon, you guys, shout out to you guys. Happy Founders Day. I know that means a lot to you guys. So party it up, have a good time. Remember your founding fathers.
It's a business fraternity, so we
somewhere in some college somewhere you're gonna be like, hey man, guess who shouted us out? Let me show you.
No, I went on a radio show.
Come to my room. Wait, no. Let me share my screen now. Share my screen. This is who it is. She know we out here.
Well, I was actually I was doing the Urban X Awards radio show, and I think the engineer, he pulled me aside afterwards. He's like, yo, my cousin just heard that you were on the show and he's freaking out. All the inmates are freaking out. Can you do a shout out for him? Dude, he's gonna have so much clout.
And all so the inmates.
I did a little video for him, a little something for him. And you know, he was getting out soon, so I gave him a little shot, and everyone over there was giving him all dabs and have high fives and everything, because like he knows the clutch, and I'm like, okay, all right.
He knows the clutch. I like video. That.
I got zebra cakes. Ooh. I give you 4 zebra cakes. Let me get that video for 10 minutes.
That's exactly what happened.
I want one of these. You get some of these. We good.
Oh, the Uncrustables.
Gross.
No, I'm all about those cosmic brownies. I mean,
before oh, the meeting, yeah. That is-
I don't like
Before
chocolate.
I went vegan.
Huh? I don't like chocolate. So.
No? Oh, no. I love me some chocolate. I mean, you know that.
Like, no, like when you were here last time, like because we always give, you know, guests chocolate. And it's like, if y'all don't take it, it's just going to sit. Like, I literally.
I'll eat it. But you brought me fair of a share.
As, like, you said, as you said, this is April. I still have Halloween.
Okay, you need to get rid of that, because that can't be good by now.
I mean, it's still wrapped up.
I mean, but it's probably stale.
It's candy.
Yeah. It gets stale.
It gets stale. It gets
when
stale.
When it starts getting white and chalky, it's done.
Yeah,
it's
like the white is on the outside. It'd be looking like a peeling snake or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's not
open. Or an old-ass crunch bar.
Yeah, but that's like if it was open.
No.
Nah. Even
we're open, like, last Halloween's chocolate. That's when it's too old.
Last a whole year.
I don't eat candy like that anymore. I'm getting older.
Well, excuse me. So, Mella.
Yes, sir.
You're making a lot of changes in your life, and also pushing. Founders. Was there a moment in this last year that you're like, okay, so switch on. I'm gonna do this. I mean, when we spoke to you originally, you were very ambitious. So is this just like a through line, or was there some moment where you're like, wait, I'm gonna pivot a certain way and start doing like, well, I know you're still doing work. Well, not right now, but like, hey, it just can't be scenes. And like, you know, you're doing the radio show, and are these opportunities just present itself because, you know, you
get along with people. I have a little bit of an ADD issue, and then I kind of take the Kevin Hart approach. He doesn't really say no to a lot of opportunities, and neither do I. If I have the opportunity to go ahead and work, I enjoy what I do. So if I have the opportunity to go out and work, whether it be hosting a radio show or twerking my ass on the stage, I will go and do it. It's a lot of fun for me, and it's all part of the ambition. It's not ADD where I lose sight of the focus of the main goal. The main goal is still there. I'm just doing all these auxiliary things to kind of like, hey, let people know about me. Because although people watch a lot of porn, they tend to go directly to the people they already know. And sometimes, you know, you just want people to find you, see you, like, hey, oh, that's a new talent. Maybe I've had a lot of people hit me up and be like, yo, I didn't even know you were a porn star. I thought you were a cute girl on Clayton Thomas's video. Thought you were pretty funny and you handled the situation well. Looked it up and you're a porn star. I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, I do that too. I'm here to entertain you. I'm here for all of your entertainment needs.
They're like, oh great.
Yeah. That too. So I mean, the goal has always been the same. I'm still very ambitious. But I am going to branch out. I'm just starting merchandising now too. So I actually just got my rolling tray printed.
Hey.
Kind of cool.
All right.
Nice.
So I've got some pop sockets. I've got a couple things going as far that help further the goal, but the goal is still very much the same.
Great.
And that's pretty much to be a rock star, porn star type of thing. Be a rock star at being a porn star.
Okay, cool. I mean,
that's one good thing that you do that a lot of people are afraid to do is to seize every opportunity that comes forward that's within your comfort zone.
Yeah, you know, I lived a lot of my life already where I was too afraid to do things, and I let fear be the motivator or the lack of motivator for a lot of my life, and I realized I missed out on a lot of opportunities that I still say, what if? And I don't want to live that way. So I took it upon myself when I decided to join this industry to really take advantage of every aspect. So long as it's going to help further the goal, it's all there for me to try and take advantage of, because not a lot of people get these opportunities to go and hang out on an awesome podcast with some really cool people and talk about what they do. It's really rare.
Yeah, no, because I know that I've come in contact with, like, without saying stuff I can't say, I've come in contact with many people, and I always just hint your name out there. And so I know that when people meet you, they love the fact that they had the opportunity to meet you, you know.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, places that I've said, yeah, you should speak to Carmella, whatever, and people say okay, whatever, and since people don't know who you are, they meet you and they get that like, this woman is really awesome, you know.
Yeah, she's because, pretty cool. And
everybody
don't get that out, because
the like, everybody has that factor where people like listen to people talk or see how they behave and they're really timid or they don't have the energy that someone wants or they just don't, you know, like exhilarate, you know, excitement. And you do that. And like you've only been like in this side of the country for what, like less than a year now? It's not even a full year yet.
It hasn't even been a full year. I came out here in August for Urban X, and I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to stay here. What do I have to do to stay? Okay, you got to move out here and find a place. And okay, well, I've made some contacts over there. I made some friends. I can hang out with them for a little bit and secure my place. And they were gracious enough to allow me to stay. And now I got set up. I've got my own spot. And I'm just starting. I've always been filming my own content and whatnot, but I'm starting to, you know, reach out to some of the more well-known performers, and reaching out to them for pieces. So hopefully I'll be working with Tommy Pistol soon. And I know Pressure is already on the schedule for this weekend. So that's how soon things are picking back up.
Okay.
So in quarantine, are we maintaining?
So during quarantine, I actually, luckily, during the time that I was traveling and I had just started, I had so much content that I had already made that I was sitting on that I've been able to put out new releases every week on my OnlyFans and on my ManyBiz and all the other platforms. Mainly my ManyFans, my OnlyFans is the first one that gets the update. And, you know, I've been able, fortunately enough for me, to keep producing work. So my fans, you know, sometimes will be like, oh, wow, you were in Miami. Why didn't you post? I'm like, hey, I'm sorry. This was a little bit older, but it is new content. You guys haven't seen it before. I'm just making sure that you guys have something to watch during this quarantine time. And now that things are starting to lift a little bit and people are starting to move around a little bit, I'm taking advantage of that fact that I'm completely healthy and I've been healthy. I still take as many precautions as possible. I'm still wearing my masks and my gloves. I'm making sure that all the talent gets actual testing, like not just past testing, but COVID testing before we meet up and shoot. So that's a big thing for me too. But I'm still keeping busy, keeping working. I'm on Sex Panther every day. So I'm still accessible to a lot of the fans in some ways, more so now than I've been before, because I am at home. I'm able to respond rather quickly to an OnlyFans message or a Sex Panther message. So I've really been playing with that.
That's what's up. I mean, I'm glad that you can still continue on, because I've been talking to a few individuals and they had nothing set up at all. And so
I'm really lucky. So I'm gonna go ahead and shout out Rome Major right now, because he really pounded into my head, literally and figuratively, that it's important to have both mainstream shoots and content as a performer, because there are times where you get a dry spell or the industry shuts down or there's a pandemic or there's, you know, a catastrophe of some sort and everyone's attention is not on porn. You need something to be able to make it through that time. And he really instilled that importance, that urge of make your content, sit on your content, hold your content, have your content. And in doing so, I mean, there's a scene that I shot in November with Isaiah Maxwell that I'm putting out this week. Sorry, that was my cat. But I'm putting out this week, and you know, no one's seen it yet. He hasn't even published it. So it's great that I have the opportunity to be able to still give everyone new content. And really, any performers that are out there that are just content creators, or even if you're doing mainstream, it is really important that you do make your own content and not just solo stuff. Get your equipment, get your lighting, get your cameras, set it up, and get it done. because you never know when there's going to be a shortage of being able of work. And I'm so ridiculously fortunate that I'm sitting here. I'm able to go send money to my friends and family back home who really need it because they're not mm-hmm. able to work. So I just actually sent a little bit to a friend of mine for Mother's Day. She's got two kids, single parent at home, and got to a point where there was no diapers in her daughter's size anywhere in South Florida. So she had to actually use old baby's clothes to wrap the baby as diapers, homemade diapers. So I sent her some money and sent her whatever supplies I had because, you know, I'm in a position where I can actually continue to work and not.
You're such a great person.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's very nice.
That's my baby right there. Like I live vicariously through her. That's my surrogate family. So I'm like, no, we're not wrapping the baby in clothing. We're going to get actual diapers. You're not using your water bills shooting up from washing machine, from having to wash the stuff. Like, no.
That is one thing that I did. I did mention to somewhere that I feel that when it comes to certain bills, they should reduce the cost of it, especially right now since no one's working.
Absolutely.
Especially the electricity, because that deals with like central air.
Yeah.
Or air conditioning. Mainly because like we're supposed to be stuck in the house and it's like
unbearable.
Like 9 degrees outside, but you want us to sit in the house. And like, you know, fans don't always cut it. We need air. Otherwise, like, we wouldn't be at home. We'd be at, you know, work or out and about, whatever.
Right.
And so the money that we're using to, you know, stay, like, you know, comfortable is just piling up. And I'm scared to see some people's house bills, especially if they have kids at home, because some of us adults will endure. But, yeah. You know, we don't want, you know, put the kids at risk, you know?
Yeah. That's absolutely true. Actually, that I didn't even think about that, but come to think of it, all the light switches on my friend that I was just talking about, her house, they're a little bit higher than what the little girls can actually reach. So when they enter a room, they usually don't turn off the light. She has to go behind them. So I'm thinking about it like, wow, she must actually, that's something I didn't even consider. It would be nice if they would, you know, give us a nice discount on power and water during this time.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just my thought process, just mainly because I want the kids to be okay, you know, because I can be okay in 70, like 80 degree weather for a little while before I go insane. So especially if you've been in a car with me, you understand that. So
well, a lot of places have decided to stop cutting things off, but the problem I feel like is at the end of this, when you have like a $1,200 electricity bill and your rent was only like, and you haven't been able to pay your rent, and it's all accumulated, and then you're out. Because they're going to push you out, renovate, and then increase the price.
I was watching the news earlier, and they were saying what they were going to do for people who can't pay their rent during this time. They were talking to the city to see about if they could extend the deadline for it and make it so that they can make installments or payments over the next year's time. There are people that only have their lease is up in a couple of months. How do they pay for the few months that they missed it? Or, a lot of us out here are one paycheck away from either homelessness or not being able to put food on the table, having to choose between the light bill and the food or their kids, you know, school supplies, or what have you. They're one paycheck away from it. So not being able to pay rent for a month or two, even if it's just 1 month, that could set a family back quite a bit of money. If you think about when we're all going to get back to work, kids are going to be going back to school. So they're going to need some school's clothes, uniform supplies, all that stuff. You still got to do your groceries. You still got your normal bills. It's a very tough situation. And I think that stimulus checks are not going to cut it at this point. It's not.
I mean, cause like, I know, I think I said this last week, but a lot of people didn't get the check, one. And if they did get the check, if your rent itself is over a certain amount, it's like it
does matter.
Because like just living in LA, like when I first moved out on my in an apartment out here, CW can tell you, like, that place was a horrible area, and it was still was more than a stimulus check that we got.
Yeah.
2 for $10, yeah. So
that's true. It's very true. Yeah, like out here, you know, like maybe in Indiana, you're kind of okay, but you're still not making, $1,200 doesn't go that far as, like, if you think about goods and the things you have to buy, you know, yeah, some rents are cheap, but the rest of everything is kind of the same across the country.
Here's the other thing. I mean, like, and we're in California, so it's a little different, but I have a lot of family and friends that are still in Miami and South Florida, and hurricane season is coming up. So in addition to all this craziness, they're not able to work, so they don't have money. They have to prepare for potentially some crazy, crazy hurricanes, which we always get hit with, at least tropical storms and depressions. But think about it, water, canned goods, these are things that are already in short supply, and now they have to go and get more of it. Price gouging, back when Andrew hit, and I'm dating myself now, but when Andrew hit, they were price gouging 1 gallon of milk for $10.
What?
In 92, you spent maybe $2.30 on a gallon of milk, maybe. $10 for a gallon of milk. My parents, who had just moved from New York, had no idea what the hell a hurricane was. So going back to those memories and knowing how unprepared some of us are, and I'm just as guilty. Sometimes I see that cone of uncertainty and I'm like, well, you know, throw a dart, it can land anywhere. I'm not going to get prepared. And right now, honestly, I fear for the people who don't get prepared for things like this, because if in the event something just out of nowhere takes a sharp turn towards Florida and they don't have the supplies and they don't have the means to go get them, they're going to be a really bad spot. Really bad.
It's going to be worse.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard because I have a lot of friends reaching out to me because they're like, oh, wow, you're the successful, you know, porn star, da da da. And I'm like, I'm still working. Hold on. I'm not making a Bella money right now. Hold on. I can't fund your entire business or pay your bills for 3 months. I'm, hold on. You know, some of, like, the acquaintances, not the good friends, the people that didn't really know my name until I got into this. And now they're like, oh, wow, yeah, I knew you in high school. You want to help out my business? Teach me OnlyFans?
Do you want to join the tennis game? I want to talk about you. How to get to the top of the pyramid?
I'm sorry, you broke up there. What?
I said how to get to the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, I got a lot of people that ask things like that, and I'm just like, I can't help
it. Yeah, I've gotten like about 4 of those during the pandemic.
I've had 3 or 4 reach out to me, and one of them was like, I want to do it, but I don't want my face or any of my tattoos in it. And I'm like, okay, well, would you be okay with your feet? She's like, no, because I have tattoos on my feet now. And I'm like, oh, well, what? I really can't. I'm trying to help you. Like, she's got one of the little rosary anklets thing. And I'm like, I'm trying to help you out here.
That's
like,
a dime a dozen.
Everybody has that. I'm like, you're fine. No one's going to notice. You don't have your face. I'm teaching you how you can make some money without having to, you know, put your face out there, because I know that's what you really want to avoid. Okay, I'm telling you how to do it. And this is advice that I could be charging for, because there are people who actually pay for this type of advice. Mm-hmm. And you don't even want to show your right pinky toe because you're afraid someone's going to see your tattoo on your ankle. What? Okay.
And I know someone who asked me the same thing, and they basically said they didn't want to show their upper half, but they wanted to be able to promote it and just them to on OnlyFans, whatever. And I'm like,
there are people that do it.
Yeah, but
the young lady who just signed to Brazzers, True Kate, she did OnlyFans from lower body, but she has no tattoos, she has no piercings, she has no identical body marks at all. So all the work that she did that doesn't have her face could arguably be anybody else. So she has the camera work experience without the actual videos out there of her. So in that case, yes, there are a few people, but that is so rare. That is like a fraction of 1% that actually do that and can and actually progress to where they're making real money or good money where they can actually do something with it. Yeah. it's really it's rare to find that. I didn't start that.
No, this person has a full sleeve, but him and his girlfriend. So they have a full arm sleeve. So
that makes it harder. That does. But although the alternative look is really coming in, I love that look. If I could pull it off, I would. One of my biggest crushes is Genevieve Sim, whom I've worked with. She's awesome. She's really cool. A lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad. From our first encounter, you being on the show to now, I'm just looking at all the things that you are popping up in, and I'm like, here goes my girl Carmella. And so,
I want to be involved in it all. I want to be all in the sauce.
So, every time I see your name pop up, doing this, doing that, when I first heard, this is before y'all went live with the XXX radio thing, and you can go ahead and say something about that, because I know y'all just came out with a board game and stuff like that. And it's like, you're doing so much, and like, you know, being a friend and being a little backstage cheering you on, like a little cheerleader, you know, fanboyish, like go Mello, go. It's like I'm excited because I know that you put your all into everything that you do, whether it be, you know, starting the radio show, doing your porn, doing everything you do, even being like, you know, friend, like a friend to the people who you're friends with in your family and stuff like that. You put your all into it, and you can see it like in your energy. So because of that, that's why I know a lot of people, you know, just love to support you, because you can see like your energy is real and not fabricated like some people do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So, but yeah, go ahead and talk about the radio show you do. So everybody who hasn't
tell us about that.
Well, XXX Playground and XXX Radio. So the home brand is XXX Playground. And essentially what that was, is this amazing communication tool. It's a board game. It's a sex game. But more than that, it provides an outlet where you can communicate with potential partners, current partners, past partners, and really break down those barriers, feel comfortable, and have a good time. Just enjoy each other's bodies and sexualities, sensualities. It takes the blame, so to speak. So like, if you're timid about talking about, you know, your sexual desires and your kinkiest dreams and fantasies, this is the game that'll help bring that out of you, show your partner what you kind of got. And from there, you guys can choose to explore it, or, hey, that's pretty cool, I don't have that interest, maybe we find another one. So the game is really cool. The board itself kind of looks like Chutes and Ladders. So there's a big nostalgic feel to it. And it's really easy to play because of that. It's like, the other thing that I really like about it is think of it like having those chance cards from Monopoly. It's kind of like Chutes and Ladders meets the chance cards in Monopoly. And those chance cards have dares on them, so to speak. And those dares are chosen out by the girl at first, so that way she chooses what she's comfortable with altogether. And some of these cards are nasty. They're like, you know, wheelbarrow your girl after, you know, finger fucking and licking. I'm sorry, because I know this gets graphic, but it gets
pretty. No, like we're graphic. All right.
Some of the cards are like, you know,
explicit.
perform, you know, go down on your girl for 3 minutes before picking her up and ramming her wheelbarrow style for 5 minutes. And it has a little timer and whatnot, so that way you don't get too far into it and you forget about the game. But ultimately, the idea is that you never actually finish the game. You end up fucking halfway through it. I can't even get through the first three cards or three moves without something transpiring. And what's cool about it is it's not just for couples and groups or friends. You can do girl girl, boy boy, gangbang, reverse gangbang. There's all sorts of packs for this. There's also sorts of like additions that you can add on to make it even more fun. So that's a lot of fun, and that just debuted. And I got the prototype for it. We're actually doing a photo shoot for it all of Memorial Day weekend. So we'll be out in LA, tearing up LA, doing photo shoots. Me, Gia Gelato, Gia Vendetti, and Kelly Cali Caliente. And then they had the radio show is basically where we bring on.
Did she officially change that, or is she still using both? Cali.
To use both of what?
Because you said Caliente, and I know she uses Confidential, too. Never mind.
What do you mean?
Her name, her stage name.
Oh, Cali Confidential. Is it Confidential?
I think it's still Confidential.
Is it? Okay. Maybe I'm just going by, yeah. But you know who I'm speaking of. And so, yeah, she's going to be there. And the radio show is basically an auxiliary of that, where we just take on people, celebrities, interesting couples that have interesting sex lives, and we bring them on the show and we talk to them about it, because there is a huge lack of communication in when it comes to fetish, kink, and just sex in general. People are, for some reason, timid about talking about it. We all do it. It's like saying poop. We all poop. We all have sex. We all watch porn. Don't pretend like you don't. Everyone does. So why not talk about it, embrace it?
Yeah, not everybody has sex, though.
Consenting adults, what's the problem?
Not everybody has sex, though, right now.
Well, not right now. Everyone keep their distance. But well, you can definitely play with people in your household.
Have sex. They do have sex. Sometimes it's not with another person, so.
With themselves. That's how I feel. That's how I've been doing it with myself.
But my understanding, like, I know I've seen it. I've seen the cover. I didn't see the actual board part of it. It looked to be, like, you know, an exciting, fun concept, whatever. And just knowing other type of sex games, whatever, it seems like a fun way, you know, to interact with your partner and do more things.
Right. You know? It basically, I spoke to the developer of it, Spank Machiavelli, and he's been developing this for like 20 years. Me having a background in marketing and advertising, I really wanted to get down to like the nitty gritty of everything about the game, all the details. And as he's explaining it to me, I'm going over my head. Well, I'm going over all the sex games I've ever played, you know, from various shops like Spencer's and, you know, what have you. And I'm like, well, it basically took all the best parts of all the best sex games and made one giant sex game. And apparently he's been playing this for years with his, you know, because his lifestyle is a little alternative. And he's loved it. And people have been telling him for years, you should actually produce this, da da da. And while speaking to some people in marketing, he realized this isn't just a board game for horny people. This is a communication tool between two people who are having some problems. You know, a lot of the times this is perfect for actually, I had a couple reach out to me not too long ago. And I think I've mentioned this on your show. She mentioned that she was having some difficulty with her husband, but, you know, apparently I kind of look like her and King Nazir looks like her husband. So they came across the video and it sparked such a passion between them two. They started, you know, trying out all the different things that we were doing, and they had so much fun that it reignited sex for them. And after hearing that, I was like, wow, this communication thing is a really big issue. And when I looked further into it, I had another woman reach out to me and say, you know, my husband has a whole file of all your stuff, just everything.
Thanks.
What is it that you do that I don't do? What is it that you like? What do you don't like? What is it that he's looking at? He's looking at all the rough BDSM, more of my rough stuff. Okay. Do you do that stuff? Do you like that stuff? Well, we've never talked about it. I've always said I'm not interested, but what? Oh, but, you know, I do find this and that. Perfect. All this that you're telling me, you need to be telling him. You need to have this conversation with him. It's just sex. I mean, you guys have kids? Yeah. Well, then you've done it before. So yeah, now you know how to do it. Let's just keep practicing without the other part, unless you want that, you know? And I'm happy to report that they're doing much better. I'm going to actually send them a game. I talked to Spank already, the creators of the game, and he's agreed to give me a prototype to send out to the couple so that they can improve their communication techniques, because it really does help with that. It's not like, it's not a bogus thing. It's a fun game. You know, people pay, I don't know how much money to go to couples therapy to talk about their feelings. Well, I think it's the base price is $50 for the game. And you get more than just a communication advice. You have fun with your partner again. You reignite that flame of communication, of sensuality, of sexuality. So many of us miss and lose that in the day-to-day with the bills and the kids and the car, laundry, this, whatever. We forget that we are sexual beings. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, that is one of our most primal urges, is to fuck. So why not explore that side of ourselves in a safe, controlled, and healthy way? So that's just what this game offers. I really, truly believe in it. So I'm going to be playing with it as soon as I can get a male co-star in here, and quarantine is finally lifted. So maybe this weekend.
Yeah, well, if we can get free this weekend.
Yeah.
Freedom. Right.
Freedom. Freedom.
Freedom isn't free. It's a buck 05.
This is very true.
No, I'm sorry. That was a movie anyway, TMAC reference. No, but it seems very interesting, especially like it is not just for people in trouble. Like it can also, like, you know, when you're going through the cards, it might spark you to do something you never done before. Right. And like, you know, you might not know you like having this or that done to you, or you know, a certain position or whatever, and it might just say, wow.
Well, I mean, and that's one of the great things is that if you're curious about it, like, I know girls who, they don't do any butt stuff, like, and their husbands or boyfriends or significant others, they really like to lick the butthole. They want to eat the booty. And why fucking not? So long as you clean it, why not eat the booty? So, you know, in this case, you're able to pick out the cards that you're comfortable with. So maybe you're kind of thinking about it like, I know he likes this. I might like it too. This gives me an excuse to try it. Mm-hmm. You go ahead and put that card in there. You keep it in there. But I mean, and not only that, it's just a fun game in general. So if you have like a group of people who are a little bit, you know, adventurous and want to get to know each other on a deeper level, you definitely can. Could be a fun party game. So yeah. I highly recommend it.
Like at a party can get a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah. See, our parties, we would start with playing the game, and we'd end up having sex on the game. And I think that's okay. I think it's made for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's not just like a regular. That's why I don't like saying a game, because it's more than that. It's a communication tool. It's a high end. You're not going to receive a cardboard box. You're going to get a metal box with linen cards and silk, you know, silk cards and linen cards that actually...
That's what I was going to ask, because, like, I know how freaky some people are, and how, like, you know, how sex goes, like, what's the stuff made out of, because a lot of stuff can get messed up easily. Especially from you just said, like, you'll have sex on top of the game, so, you know...
Well, you know what the funny thing is, I've opened the game. I haven't played a full round yet. I just can't make it to the end. but I won't say it's water resistant or waterproof. Remember, I have a prototype of the game, so I don't have the actual tin of it. Mm-hmm. I have the cardboard version, the mock-up, essentially. And still absolutely beautiful. Honestly, absolutely beautiful. And I will say, it does seem to withstand squirt to a degree. I won't say a lot of squirt, just but a little drizzle is fine. Okay. It works. It's fine.
I've only seen what Dee Dee has posted, so I don't know the full thing about it. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of it eventually, because I mm-hmm. know she was going to show it to me later. Well, but
we're definitely doing a whole photo shoot with all the pieces and everything. Memorial Day weekend at in LA. I'm not gonna say what hotel, but yeah. So we're doing that very, very, very soon. So you will see a lot more about the pieces. That's why we're just kind of letting everyone know, hey, it's coming. You guys are gonna be able to see it. We're talking about it. We're generating that buzz, because honestly, this game's hot. I actually I'm looking forward to playing with Callie, to be honest. Like, that, she's hot. She's a cutie.
Love Callie. She's really sweet. I met her the year before I met you, so.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
We always hang out.
I haven't worked with her yet. I can't wait to work with her.
Oh, wow. He's a trainer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a trainer, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Good job. Good job.
But so you have this going on. What else do you see in your 2020 after quarantine?
Yeah, so, the 2020/2021,
right,
I guess.
Right now is mid 2020. Like, this is going to air. This should be airing, like, right at the very end of the month. So, you have the rest of the year. So, for these last 6 months, what's going to be in your, what's in your vision of the clutch, year of the clutch?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be working more mainstream, continuing to shoot my content. I'm hoping to travel. I'm hoping that this ban is lifted and everyone's okay, so that I can go to all the Exoticas and the Urban X Awards. Obviously, I want to go to the Pornhub Awards. I want to go to ABNs. But I do want to make a larger effort to make it out to some of the conventions, like Exotica Miami and New Jersey, mm-hmm. To see some of my fans, to meet them. I've had so many people write into me, and I feel terrible that I'm not there to actually, like, give them a hug in person and take a picture with them. So that's on the agenda. I'm getting my merchandise going now, so that's going to be on the agenda. I'll be working with more mainstream companies. I've been talking to Bang Bros, so hopefully that gets solidified and we go ahead and have that couple scenes there. And yeah, so also, having gone vegan, I'm taking the summer to reconfigure. My whole body is changing, and CW will tell you, when you go vegan, your body, like, morphs. I don't know if you can tell, but, like, I'm wearing a baggy shirt, but, like, I'm completely, my body's completely different. So I'm gonna be doing a bunch of photo shoots and letting y'all know what I look like now, because
okay,
things are looking good.
I've been telling CW I've been eating a lot more vegan stuff recently, and, like, the thing with me is, like, he knows I'm not a fan of certain vegetables. So, like, but it has to be made in a certain way for me to enjoy them. And, like, I'm okay with them. But it's just, like, it's hard for me to give up meat fully.
That's okay. That's what I said.
And, like, you know, just because, like, I can't imagine eating a pizza without, you know, something carnivorous on it, you know.
You know, pizza originally didn't have meat.
Huh?
You know, pizza originally didn't have meat.
Yeah, but, you know,
pizza originally didn't even have cheese.
And that's why they changed it. it's like, for example, like, I don't like broccoli, but I like cauliflower.
Okay.
And it's like, you don't like.
It's a different taste. I get that.
And, like, well I mean, it's like a lot of green vegetables I don't like. And the thing is, if it's in a smoothie type thingy, like a blender, mm-hmm. like, I can mm-hmm. drink it, no issue, and it tastes okay to me. I just can't eat the full physical form.
Do you get grossed out when there's, like, pulp or, like, the little bit of the bits of veggies in there, like the puree of it?
No, I just can't eat it. Like,
weird.
I don't know if it's just my.
He was indulged as a child. Like, I don't like green vegetables, and he just never liked them. No one made him.
Oh, see, my parents would have been like, you go like them now.
Yeah. My dad used to be like, oh, you must not really be hungry then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. You don't have to eat this now. Oh, I don't know. You can eat it in the morning for breakfast or lunch or dinner, because your ass is not wasting this.
Yeah. No, because, like, I got away with eating, like, because corn is better vegetable. You got corn. I like carrots. I like rice.
Corn's really not a good vegetable for you. No. It comes out exactly the way it goes in, and because it has no nutritional value. So you can't even say that's a vegetable.
I like carrots. So
okay, I'll give you carrots. What if I told you I can make you some bacon out of carrots, that you'd be like, holy shit, is this bacon or carrots? You really wouldn't know the difference.
I have to try it out. I haven't ate bacon though. I haven't ate bacon since my birthday, and that's in January. Like,
it's just better. You just, like, don't you understand? Like, haven't you noticed the difference and your poop?
Oh yeah. Okay, my skin, my sleeping patterns, my sex drive, my endurance, my general mood, everything has changed. Everything has shifted and elevated to another level. My taste buds, the way I taste the things that I crave. You just switch your taste. I don't know how to describe it. For example, there's a type of cheese that's made out of nut. It's or soy. It's not. It's, mm-hmm. it's vegan, dairy-free cheese, and it's a Cajun pepper cheese that most people wouldn't even consider it like a flavor of a cheese that you would normally like. When you switch to veganism, or when you become a vegan, your taste buds kind of change and shift, and you appreciate different flavors a lot more, because your senses are not being dulled by the meat. I don't know how else to describe it, but when you eat meat, your taste buds are dulled. You don't taste food the same way. You don't taste all the different. If I have a salad right now, it's kale, spinach, tomato, carrots, probably some red onions. I probably put fruit in it, and trust me, I taste everything. I don't even need a salad dressing with my kale salad, because I put lemon juice and spices, like Italian spices, and a little bit of pepper and all these other things, and fruit itself, that you don't need all the flavor of the grizzle of the meat. You don't need.
Yeah, that's true.
All you're craving is just the protein that you get from plant-based sources.
I do eat my fruit.
I used to eat steak rare. I mean, like,
wow.
2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other. If it's mooing, I used to tell the waiter, if the cow is still mooing when it gets to my table, I'll tip you double.
Wow.
That's how, and I meant it. Like, if I pressed it and blood came out, that's how I wanted it. Ooh. I was a carnivore. All I would eat was meat.
So what made you decide to go vegan?
I went pescatarian first many years ago. Okay. And I went from close to 200 pounds to 130 and in just months, barely having to do anything. And then from there, I've been pescatarian for several years. And recently I watched a couple of documentaries, and I was like, you know, I just hate feeling like I'm stuck. I can't get anything out. I feel like I'm not moving, and just like, I just feel backed up. And somebody told me, watch these two documentaries, see what you think about them. I went vegetarian for a week, and I was like, wow, I feel great. And they go, watch this one instead too, you know, to see what you think. And it was about dairy farms. And I cold turkey that minute went vegan. And it's been a month and a half, and I no cravings. I'm fine. Occasionally I'll have like a nightmare where I'm eating meat. It'll be Thanksgiving or something.
Wow.
And I'll wake up like, no.
You said a nightmare.
Yeah. Nightmares. Thanksgiving Day nightmares.
I mean, like, I think Chris can CW can tell you this. The main reason I've been eating a lot more veganish stuff is because for some reason the girls who I've been attracting recently, they're either pescatarian, vegetarian, or vegetarian. So it's like, if I eat with them, like, my main mindset is, like, you know, I'm going to have to be comfortable with what they eat, you know? So I eat the vegan stuff, and I guess it's, some of it's good, but it's not always filling, you know?
Okay, there's a place, now I haven't tried it yet, but it's a food truck, and I'm dying to try it. It's called Lettuce, as in, like, kale and lettuce feast, and they move around. There's one in North Hollywood. They're there on North Hollywood Sundays and Wednesdays. Unfortunately, I missed them yesterday, but today I want to go today. So if you're down, we'll go and get something vegan, and I'm pretty sure you'll feel full, because I've seen the baskets of what they serve, and it looks so appetizing. You would, in fact, I'm pretty sure I can serve you about good food. And you would never know that it's vegan.
It's really good.
I've never been there. I haven't tried it, but like, I've heard so many things. I've read the reviews and I've looked it up. I follow them on Instagram because I'm crazy.
It's really good. It really tastes like it really does taste like.
Have you tried their oyster mushroom burger that they just brought back?
No.
They have like long lines and they take very, very long sometimes. And
that's why I want to like
pre-order it. Pretty expensive. They're kind of expensive. So it's like, woo. You know, when you want it, you're like, yeah, this is the treat. This is like $14, two chicken strips, fries.
See, I had an opportunity to try.
But it's good.
Burger.
It's good.
I want to get the, there's like an oyster mushroom burger that they have with lettuce and tomato and like sauce. And it's like a big, those look really big. So honestly.
It's been a while. So.
About being vegan is I get full faster. Once my body gets what it, whatever it needs, I can't put another bite in my mouth. I can't overeat as a vegan, especially any meat substitute product. If I try and overeat as a vegan with a meat substitute product, I'm throwing it up. Not because I want to, but because my body is telling me, you're full. You don't need this.
That's true. You can't really overeat.
Because I know
you can't overeat as a vegan. You can take a minute, take 15 minutes, and come back to your salad. You know, maybe
make
some room, go back.
That's too much. You eat enough food, but it's like the volume. It's not so much as dense as like meat and stuff like that. So then it's like
always moving. You're always going.
Because
are you vegan? CW, are you vegan?
Not anymore. More like a flexitarian, but mostly because I'm lazy.
I understand. I understand that. It's not easy.
Probably, I would say half or 2/3 of the meals in the week are vegan. But
no, I'm actually looking at
in and out.
I order HelloFresh and I just veganize the meals. I make it with dairy-free products. I love cooking. And someone sent me purple carrot the other day, so I want to try it out. But I mean, for the most part, it's being vegan takes a commitment. You've got to be willing to go to multiple supermarkets for your
groceries.
Like I go to Vons, I go to Ralph, well, mostly Vons, but then I also go to Whole Foods or Sprouts or Trader Joe's, whatever's closest to me.
I do know I had these tostadas and recently, and they were so delicious. And it was, I forget what type, it was fake meat, but I forget what type they were without going downstairs and grabbing the bag. But they were so delicious. And like, I was kind of mad I only grabbed two. Because like, the person who gave it to me, they put some, so I don't like refried beans, but they put something that looked like it. And that's why I said I only wanted two.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't refried beans. It was something else. Like I tasted it when I got back upstairs, and I'm like, "Oh, this is good. This is dang good."
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be surprised if my roommate Amari, I'm cooking in here, and she's been vegan before, so she's not opposed to it. But she's not vegan right now. She's a pescatarian. She goes, she's pescatarian, but she'll eat meat here and there. And I'll make something, and she's like, this is vegan? I'm like, yeah, girl, I only cook vegan. But this sauce, I'm like, yeah, I made that sauce from dairy-free mayo and dairy-free sour cream. I put some lemon juice, and I explained what I did. And she's like, but this that I'm eating here, this tastes like chicken. I'm like, yeah, I use chicken seasoning, the seasoning that you would use on a chicken, nothing that has chicken products. I check all the labels. That's another thing. Grocery shopping becomes immensely longer. It took me 2 hours to get through Walmart, but that was a whole other thing. But it takes longer because you got to read the back of the ingredients. You got to make sure that you're not using products that go against what it is that you feel or believe, or even if it's just health reasons. Like my initial divergence into being a vegan started from, I just want to get control over my body and over my health. Yeah. I had the little pudge here that just bothered the hell out of me. I had a little things that I'm like, I just reached 30. I want to maintain nicely and look good. And to be honest, I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm waking up at 5-6 o'clock and not tired. I'm good throughout the day. I get sleepy by 10 and I'm asleep by 12, which I mean, it's great. I have a normal schedule. I don't have to put myself to sleep. It's fucking great. Like I honestly wish I wasn't so stubborn and I would have done this at a younger age, but But it did. It takes wanting to do it on your own and having the resilience. And honestly, bigger issue, having the means to do it, because I would have never been able to do mm-hmm. it with my old jobs, because I just couldn't afford to eat organic or eat clean or buy fresh almost every single day. That was unheard of. So what I think the larger issue we have as a nation as a whole is to look at, why is it so damn cheap to go get a McChicken and yeah. a two-liter Coke? But, you know, I have a friend over there with a dollar in his bank account. He's sitting there like, do I get a McChicken or an apple? And I'm there like, you need the apple. Your body needs the fiber. But the McChicken's going to fill him. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get the McChicken. So, and you know what? I can't fault him for that. What I can fault is the system that we have in place, because it's not working.
Okay. Well, Mella, I hate to say this because I just looked at the time. We hit our moment already.
Oh, no.
It is such a joy to have you all. Because, yeah. like, we just get going, and I'm like, you know, this happened last time, too. You're just so, you're just such a great individual. We have so much to talk about, and it just goes really fast.
Yeah.
But I do want to make sure that I do say a few things about you before we have you tell everybody, you know, all that stuff. Please, everybody, check out her OnlyFans. Like, she's always updating it, you know, with all that she can to, like, help entertain you, the fan. And, like, you can always hit up on OnlyFans. It's only $14.99 a month. And you can speak to her directly. She answers everybody. She tries to make sure that she listens to everybody. She tries to make sure that she gives you what the content that you want. You can hit up her Sex Panther, where you can, you know, talk dirty to her and sex her, and she'll, you know, send you a message back. And you can, you know, even pay tribute to her on many vids and all that stuff. And she'll, you know, do what she can to, you know, entertain you and make sure that, you know, she gives you her all and everything that she always does. I said that earlier in the podcast. She's very dedicated to making sure that she has fun, you have fun watching her, and like you as a fan, you know, enjoy the many different things that she's capable of doing, and she loves to do it. You know, she's very genuine. She cares about her craft. So please make sure you go out there and support her in everything that she does. I would like to give a special thanks to The Rub PR. Erica, thank you for having her come back on here. She's a joy. And I just want to make sure if you are an entertainer and you're looking for one of the best PR agencies out there, please make sure you hit up The Rub and, you know, go out and support, you know, and they will make sure that they will publicize and get out every bit of information about what you have going on. So, you know, just hit them up on their many platforms. So really quick, Mella, tell mm-hmm. everybody where they can find you, where they can, you know, see the excellence that is Mella. Tell them why they can understand why Mella is money.
Thank you. Well, of course, the obvious ones are my social media. That's the quickest, easiest way to see me. That's my Instagram and my Twitter are both at Carmella, Carmela _ clutch, clutch. That's my actual, authentic, real one. That's me. I have my Snapchat. It's a private one. Go ahead and hit me up on my social media for that. Guys, I am dropping a new scene with Isaiah Maxwell tomorrow at 12 Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check that out. It's going to be on my OnlyFans.
Yeah, so that means it came out 2 weeks ago. So go get our OnlyFans now, and it should be posted on 5/15. So make sure you go back, watch it, enjoy it, you know, wash your hands after, and enjoy.
Make sure you guys wash your hands. Check me out on Pornhub Premium, X Videos Red, many vids. I'm on everything. Sex Panther, where you guys can call me and text me live right then and there. Catch me in the moment. I'll send you pictures and videos. Let's get dirty. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for having me, Brickmaked Misfits. I had such a blast. I can't believe an hour went by so quickly. What the hell?
I know, right? And no, we appreciate you coming back on. Like, I know first time you came on, we went over and like we said, okay, we're going to make it more structured the second time. And we almost went over the second time. And it was just like, you know, your energy is just manifest that it just goes and goes at the clock and it's like already done. And it's like so, and like we only touched on so much stuff and it's so much deeper. It's like,
there's a lot more.
it's a lot of deep stuff we could talk about, but because it's just, Mella is great. CW, please tell them where to find you really quick. And yeah.
All right. You can find me at Christopher_Willie with an IE, not a Y, _J at Instagram. CC Fitness LA at Instagram. CC Fitness on Facebook. And CC Fitness LA on Twitter. And ccfitnessla.com.
Okay, you want to find us really quick? We are the Burbank Misfits on Instagram. BurbankMisfits.com is our website. You click where it says podcast. As of right now, I'm adding all the old podcasts on there, and it will play automatically. Just search for whoever you want to find, and it should be all on there now. But yeah, the Burbank Misfits on Instagram, Burbank Misfits on Facebook, and on Twitter. You want to find me directly? It's Rawstar, RAWSTARR, on Twitter and Instagram. But yeah, if you want to, like, thank you for tuning in to the Misfit Effect. And we will, talk to you next week and see who we have on. Blessings to all.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Well,
thank you.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.